views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark, who's back, and me.
Good morning.
Carl Bott. Christina is back. Good morning.
Very good morning.
Let's drive this airplane for a couple hours and land us safely, okay, honey?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Today, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Trish has got the weather.
It's 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high sunny today of 81. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 57. On Friday, sunny and a high of 94. Friday night, a low of 65. Saturday, ooh, says hot, high of 97 and a low of 67. And on Sunday, cooling off a bit to 94 and a 64. And on Monday, 90 degrees and then low to 63. Going to stay in the high 90s through next week, but we got that boomer coming in on Saturday, so be aware. What are you going to do? Live with it. That's all you can do.
You'll get over it.
We'll get over it. And after all, we do live in Shasta County. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. Number of things going on, but the main thing going on is Doug Jahnke, who's in the studios with us. Good morning, Doug Jahnke.
Good morning, guys. So, thank you for letting me come in today, Carl, after you forgot about me coming in. That's awesome. I appreciate that.
You canceled last week over, you know, because you couldn't raise bail.
Well, I was in Vegas, so that's possible.
Okay. And Trish has been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yes,
so
I have.
I just can't wait to hear what you two have got stuck in your craw.
Today's a beautiful day. We're going to have Title 42 expire, and we're about to release hundreds of thousands of immigrants that are already in our custody. We're just going to let them go into the country. And then I've been reading that there's hundreds of thousands of masks at the border that are coming in as well. So it's a beautiful day for
America. Well, and the president has sent down 150,000 people or something to help them get through the paperwork and get back and get into our country a little easier. How many ever?
1,500.
Whatever.
That was the military he sent through to work the paperwork. Now, I guess one of the presidents of the country, Chile or one of those, said, I've got 80,000 people heading your way, and the White House just blew them off. Just blew him off.
Yeah.
And so here we are on this auspicious day. The border, we have collected more at the border than at any time in history, and today it's going to become a flood.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, it's been hemorrhaging, but today we're bleeding out.
Yep. Well, absolutely. And so that's how you asked, what are we starting with today? I thought I would bring that up. It's a glorious day for if you're an immigrant to come into our country.
Illegally.
And another thing I'll point out is.
Illegally?
Well, illegally. I mean, another thing I'll point out is, you know, for the liberals who hate the military, we now have two official military deployments inside the United States. We have 1,500 down at the border, and old commie Comrade Newsom has decided to deploy the National Guard and the CHP to the city of San Francisco.
Well,
there you go. It's a great day today. We're getting to see our military up close in person on our own soil. How great is that?
Well, I think it's marvelous, and in the process, we're probably sending another check over to Ukraine.
Couple billion
here, and what are we talking about? Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Well,
who gives a rip?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just lock him up, but they're not going to do that. They're trying to take it off of the focus off of everything else that's helping and telling us, well, you know, they got nothing, they got this, they got, you know. I have to say, 2 weeks out of the country, and I come back, and I just think, you know, people, pay attention. You live in the best country in the world. People are fighting to get in here. Quit your complaining and get behind this country and make it right again. Start caring about what's happening.
You can't do that if you hate the country. You just can't. And liberals hate the country, and that's the problem. But, hey, before we get going, Nick Gardner, my fellow co-host on Poke the Hornet's Nest, has been doing a deep dive into the Kevin Cry recall, speaking right. of liberals and causes. And so Sunday from 8 to 9, Nick has got a ton of clips and been doing research. And so we're going to talk exclusively about the Kevin Cry recall and what's going on. And I don't even personally know what Nick has got lined up. So he wanted me to make sure to point it out to the audience that if you want to hear about this recall, Nick is going to enlighten us with some information. So I will be enlightened as much as you guys.
There certainly is two sides to that whole issue.
I'm sure there is.
And I am so hopeful that the citizens of District 1 are going to pay attention and not be led by a bunch of leads and stuff that is not. I just please get the facts for yourself. Figure out what's going on. Please don't make your decisions based on neighborhood and all of those things that they're putting
inviting,
out there. It's
we're inviting awful. The group and invited the group. That is putting on the recall to come on the show and explain why. I mean, we've seen a little bit on the TV and we've seen a little bit in the paper, but I'd like to have them come in here and say, okay, why the reason for the recall? What are your specifics? And talk about that because we are against recalls. We here on Free Fire, on my show, they did not. We're against recalls. We were against Modi's recall. We're against this one. But we 1,000% support the right of people to do it. If you can get the signatures and put that together, that is absolutely right. But, recalls, we have elections in what, next year? For two or three people. Next year.
But he's not up again.
But he's not. But he is, they feel is the easiest target.
Yes.
Because of the last election.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know,
she doesn't get to run against him. Yeah, the person he defeated.
Aaron's not running against
him. But people don't understand that. You see, they don't understand that the end result of this, if they manage to accomplish it, is that the governor gets to make
the
appointment.
With a brand new law.
Exactly. So now, you not only have a conservative in office, you don't even get the other conservative that was running against him, the other Republican, you end up with some liberal Democrat.
Appointed by Governor Newsom, for the record.
Exactly.
You don't know who's, well, first of all. Tried to bring some level, you know, other side of this in, is there is no other name on the ballot.
There will not be. He gets to choose.
There will be a number of names put together. By who? I don't know. But I don't know who puts those names together.
The governor's staff.
Presented to the governor. And the governor, having that as the number one issue in his life, will address it immediately.
Absolutely.
And then, probably be fair and impartial. And then.
Probably.
It'll be a flip between Nathan Blaze and Carlos Zapata. So, you could get either one.
It won't be Carlos Zapata.
No, I'm just saying, you got
I know, but no.
Just
here, but let me tell you.
It's going to be up to the governor. And here's one of the big things, my friends, you got to think about. The overreach of this state bureaucracy on our lives is just more and more and more. But to have the governor choose our supervisor, come on.
Having had a little bit of experience with governmental appointments for the 16 years that I was in office, I can guarantee you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that a Republican governor appoints Republican people, a Democratic governor appoints
that's not true.
Democratic people.
Arnold Schwarzenegger would have picked liberal. Arnold would have.
He didn't.
Well.
In the appointments that I worked with him on, okay. I even had some fair appointments under Governor Wilson, who they really liked.
Yeah.
And one particular person, I won't say who it was registered as a Democrat. Very qualified.
Okay.
I got a call from his appointment secretary suggesting that would it be possible for her to change her registration. She did. He did.
Wow.
And with that in mind, we're going to take a quick break. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberry, and strawberry plants. They carry vegetable, herb plants, and much more. Check out the new statuary at Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. These great, good people down there. They got a lot of neat stuff. Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuck, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 11th of May, and tonight at 6 p.m., they're having the chili cook-off contest down at the rodeo grounds, the Asphalt Cowboys. I'll be there as one of the judges. It'll be easy for me to get there because at about 3 o'clock, I'm going over and working on the rodeo arena. And with the Reading Rodeo Association, and I'll just kind of change shirts and wander back over. And I defy anybody that's listening that's entering the chili cook-off contest, make me sweat, you know. Bring some heat. I'm tired of going to chili contests, and it's like, oh, you want to put this into
baby
a bottle? Is this baby food?
Oh.
Is this baby food?
Oh, I hope you're listening. Somebody put down the gauntlet there. He wants a ghost pepper like 10. Make sure in his bowl only there's some ghost pepper.
I want to take that first bite and go, moderately spicy. Knowing at that point I'm going to be in pain.
Yes.
The next day.
You're going to cry like a little girl. That's what's going to happen.
I never cry like a little girl. It would be like a, It would be like being on Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Well, there you go. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that you're going to cry like a little carbon-based, non-identifying, gender-neutral person. Just wanted to make we were clear on that statement there.
You know, have you seen where Kelly, what is that? What is that? That
I got to write that down.
What is that?
And memorize it.
There you go.
That was kind of cute. The swimmer, Kelly or Casey, I'm sorry that I can't remember her name. She had thrown the gauntlet down about transgenderism in sports.
Yeah.
She's the one that tied the guy.
Yes.
And didn't get the trophy. They only had one trophy, right?
And they gave it to him.
They gave it to him, and that lit her fuse. And so she's out there, and she's getting people to... Yes, you're right. And so she's throwing the gauntlet down in front of women athletes and saying, do you want to have men competing against you or your kids? Because they just had another incident of a bicyclist who is transgender, blew away the field.
Yep.
And, I mean, this is a...
there is absolutely...
This is serious. I mean, this can be serious because...
It could be. It is.
If you listen to Dave Chappelle... You can fall on the ground laughing when he's talking about LeBron James going to the WNBA and scoring 800 points a game. And then he says, why do we have a WNBA? Well, it's because they can't play with the NBA. And you know what? There's no way in the world. Their level of skill is great. They are athletes to the nth degree, our women's soccer team, all of that. Nobody's saying anything about that. But when you get males transgender into weightlifting and they're setting records and they're winning meets, I mean, come on.
Carl, there is no argument. There is no argument that can be made that makes that in any way, shape, or form legitimate.
Well,
yeah, I don't care what you say.
You can't have that argument with the liberal because they believe it. And, you know, it's like Serena Williams, amazing, best tennis player for females ever. I mean, sorry, Martina, but I think she would have kicked your butt. But her best serve is like 120 miles an hour. That wouldn't even qualify her to play on the men's circuit.
Well, she said it herself. She said... I mean, they talked about that, and she said, you know, arguably the best in the world. I mean, she didn't have to say it.
Everybody knows just, it. She's that good.
She says,
she's awesome.
I wouldn't be in the top 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Top 100.
And yet, for liberals, they think that somehow correlates it, that men born biological, they can play against women, and it's a fair con. It's not. I don't care what hormones you're on. If you get past puberty as a boy – You have a biological advantage. That's how we are designed. We're bigger. We're stronger.
Viva la difference, men and women.
Yeah.
Carl
cries like a little girl, but other than that, we're okay.
We all have to, if we would just take a step back and realize the proportion of the people that in fact are in that range, the population, if the rest of the mind thinking population would start getting involved in their lives,
yep,
this would turn around in a heartbeat. We're letting a small population in every one of these categories,
microcosm,
absolutely small, control the whole topic, the whole venue, the whole thing. People, you got to get involved. If I walk up to one more person and say, you know, I just don't get involved in that stuff, I don't want to slap them.
Well, I mean, I'm
to the point where I'm saying...
Well, I said it to the people this way, and I said it on Poke the Hornet's Nest and elsewhere, is, you know, you may not be into politics, but politics are definitely into you. And if you think that you're just going to merrily go along life and nothing's going to happen and it's going to be great and unicorns and rainbows, you are sadly mistaken.
You can't just not listen and not be involved in your own community, in your school boards, in your city council, in everything in your community. Care. Take responsibility for your life.
And, you know, when you look back at the old school, when you read about how politics were back in the early part of our country, they were brutal, too. They were absolutely brutal, but it was print press. And now it's expanded to where you have a bunch of anonymous trolls who can call us every single name and just, you know, besmirch our reputation with no proof. And so it's intimidating. I mean, I can tell you, we were talking about this in the break. I was the Measure B spokesman. When the shopping center was here, and I had to go out and do TV. I was on Carl and Linda's show talking about it and all kinds of stuff. I was just trying to defend the rights of Churn Creek Bottom to keep their rights for the next 26 years or the remainder of their ownership. And my wife would get in the morning and go, don't read the blogs. I go, I haven't read one. She goes, don't read them. I'm like, why? She goes, dirty and mean to you today. I'm like, I don't really care.
Oh, see, and that 20 years, I never read a blog but one time during that 20-year period. And then after I got off of the board and I was thinking about running for assembly, and I read the blogs one morning and said, forget that.
She almost got a bad word out.
This is happening.
Christina, you got the delete button
there? Yeah, no, I mean,
you know where it is? You got it?
That's ugly stuff.
Yeah. Put it on the desk next to you so you can just pop it.
Christine, we gotta train you, because actually a couple shows ago, I was so out of line, Carl would raise his hand and that was to shut my mic off. So if you see him raise his hand.
That still goes on. That still goes on.
If he does it to me, ignore it.
No. Never Trish, because
discriminatory.
Discriminatory. Yeah, exactly. Now let's be careful.
Against Jenky, it's okay.
We must be politically correct.
That's right.
Another white male over 40.
There you go.
Okay. I gotta get you on the last one here. Gavin Newsom made a statement that when it came to the reparations, he did not accept the monetary value of $1.3 million per person. It could be. No, he just said, when his statement was, this is not a monetary thing. That's what he said. He said, this is against mindsets. It's getting people to vote, housing, and all this. He did not agree with it. That, I mean, he did not agree with the funding, with money being transferred to people.
Wow.
He said, we have been working on these problems for years. We're going to continue to work on them. But he did not put the money figure was not in his statement.
Well, the problem is, go ahead.
Which means to me,
we shouldn't do
that after, what, a year and a half? 2 years of this commission, that it was, in just my opinion, a feel-good commission.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they got a lot of people's, you know, riled up and their hopes up. And if it turns out that he says, we're doing this and we'll take some of, you know, the ideas, you know, okay, it could be, you know, apology or whatever. But I don't think you're going to see any money changing here.
I think it needs to be noted that we've had to pay a lot more attention to these issues since we had Mr. Obama as president than we had to pay before.
Well, and the thing is, you know, Newsom's a village idiot, and the fact of the matter is California never was a slave state. So why in the world are we even having this discussion? If Newsom really had two cells worth of any common sense, he'd say, look, we were never a slave state. This is not for discussion. I am sorry what happened to the folks in the South. I'm sorry about that, run by Democrats, for the record. But
for the record, that's not what it was about, for the record. What it was about was unfair banking practices that happened. Redlining of neighborhoods. You know that happened.
Yep.
Forcing black families to sell very valuable property on the beach, on beachfront.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about slavery. They're talking about systemic racism against you for your color, whether it was black or Hispanic.
But that happened during a period when all those people that were doing it are dead, and all the people it happened to are dead, and it's done, and it's over, and we need to move forward.
And the thing is, it's a load of complete poppycock, because let's go and get all the Asian folks who got locked up in the internment camps in World War II.
Let's get the Germans that came over here and couldn't get a job.
Why don't we get the Italians and the folks from China who came over and helped us build the railroads? I mean, where do we stop with this insanity?
And our last statement here will be, the fact is that if you're going to go for reparations for any group of people, that the Native Americans weren't at the very top of that list. I mean, the governor himself in the 1840s, which is, that's not that ancient, had an extermination in writing, an extermination campaign against Native Americans.
There you go.
Now, you want to talk about reparations and somebody that I might look at for that?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't be looking at the Red Indian Rancheria, because Red Indian Rancheria is
a recognized tribe.
A recognized tribe that has fought back, but and has, through the dint of their work, has made themselves successful. They send their kids to Stanford, all these things. But if you look at something like that for reparations, you know, the whole idea is in a silo that would do nothing else but cause harm, in my opinion, between you know the races.
You're just putting up more boundaries. We need to celebrate our Americanism and quit worrying about our roots.
If you wanted to do, okay, here's this money, then how about fixing those horrible schools in the inner cities? How about making it, you know, a lower, you know, not free, but a lower mortgage interest so they could, you know, if people could start building generational wealth, that kind of thing? You know, those kind of things. But cash?
Well, and I mean, I don't even agree with the lower interest rate.
No,
because
I don't
the
either.
Fact of the matter is, for the last 50 years, I mean, my lifetime, I'm 57. Theoretically, I mean, I personally have, in 57 years, I couldn't identify two races that I've ever crossed in my life. And growing up, I didn't even have a white friend until I was in junior college, basically, or high school, I should say. And so everybody that I know, there was no race, there was no discriminant, you were just people, you know, you grew up, that's most people I have ever encountered.
I was 30 years old.
In 57 years, I've never encountered somebody who was just an overt, crazy, you know, hate everybody because of the skin color. I've just never seen that.
I have.
I was 30 years old before I was ever exposed to anything that had to do with racism.
Yeah.
I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was coming down the stairs of a hotel that I was staying there, and one of the colored gentlemen was coming up the steps, and I spoke to him, and when I got to the bottom of the steps, the manager nailed me right now and said, Mrs. Cross, we don't speak to the black people.
I've got stories like that from growing up in the South. I mean, I went to a segregated high school. I mean, I know what it is.
Yeah.
And have there been huge strides? Yes. Is it perfect? No.
No. Of course it's never going to be. There's no perfection.
Here's the most important thing. We have to take a break and thank Doug Jahnke for joining us.
You guys have a great day.
All right, Doug. Say hello to your friend.
Will do.
Yeah, you know what? That
I love that story. That's dedication.
Did you tell the story on the air?
No, but I can tell it real quickly.
Okay. We'll tell it real quickly and get out of here.
So my buddy was coming from Singapore, and he landed Friday night, went to get his rental car at 11 o'clock, and he forgot his license in Singapore. He jumped on a plane Saturday night to fly back to Singapore to pick up his license to fly back on Monday so Tuesday morning he could pick up his rental car. So he made three trips that are averaging almost 20 hours per trip just to pick up a license.
To spend 2 weeks in the United States of America.
Yes, to come here just to visit America. So that's
legally.
Who I'm going to hang out with.
Okay.
Legally.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Are we on?
Yes. Well, we are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Scott Beaton with us this morning.
But before we get to Scott, we have Nick making an announcement.
Oh, that's right.
Nick.
Good morning. Thank you so much. We've got a 14-year-old team, AAU basketball team, that has been invited to a 200-team tournament in Medford, Oregon this weekend. And they're having a car wash at the Denny's parking lot from 3:30 to 7 tonight. And the price of getting your car washed is whatever donation you want to make. So if you could find it in your heart to support this team of young kids that are playing basketball, please show up.
There you go. And that goes at 3:30 to 7 o'clock tonight. And it's at Denny's on Hilltop.
That's right. I didn't know it, but the other Denny's shut down.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Denny's on Hilltop at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep, and these are kids that aren't in the street and causing trouble. They're basketball players.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, Nick.
Hey, thank you. Christine, can you turn down Trish's level just a little bit? Trish has got a great voice, but you've got her turned up just a little bit too much. You're blowing my ears. I mean, okay, can you do that?
Yeah. Yes, it's done already.
All right.
Oh.
Better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was, she had probably at the same level as me. And you get closer, and you get,
you project,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
I was raised by Catholic nuns and around deaf people. And enunciation,
oh, man.
Heard in a room, and I was raised around deaf people, so I'm very. All the meetings we had for years, I was on the board and stuff, many, many times everybody would say, the rest of you need to just stop and let Trish talk, she's the only one we can hear.
Hey, speaking of deaf and Beethoven, what a great segue into Scott Seaton, the conductor, the man behind the North State Symphony. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Great to be with you both this today.
Yeah. You show up here when you've got something cool happening.
Yeah.
And it is cool. I enjoy it so much.
And this weekend is our season finale, so it's definitely cool. Definitely cool.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about it.
Well, it's been a big season, and this weekend is a perfect representation of what's been happening all year. This Saturday, right here in Reading, 7:30 in the Cascade Theater, and Sunday in Chico at 2 p.m. if you can't make Reading, We have our season finale. It's called Rachmaninoff and Dvorak. And it's a big show. It's a big show. I'll start by talking about what it begins with, because that's really cool, too. The first piece on the program is a world premiere, something that's never been heard before. And we have a composer who is actually playing in the orchestra right now. He's our interim principal bassoon player. And he was, last year, he was artist in residence at Lassen Volcanic Park. So he spent the whole month of June living in Lassen, camping, hanging out, you know, walking, hiking, seeing the sights, the sounds. He actually also recorded various aspects of the park. And these are now sort of part of this digital imprint of this piece you're going to hear on Saturday. So it's a piece called Lassen Awakes, and it's really kind of the whole story of the Lassen volcano. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from the very peaceful beginnings to the unpredictability, it kind of reminds me of, like, the movie Fantasia, if you guys have seen Fantasia. You know, there's a part in it that they use the music Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and then, like, the volcanoes are going off and the dinosaurs are walking around. But there are moments of it that remind me of Fantasia and Stravinsky's music. But it's also, you know, Mahler and like all of these epic composers, like all wrapped into one piece. So it's pretty exciting. I think he did a great job with it. And I, as the piece winds down, there's even moments of, okay, all the eruptions and the chaos has happened. Now it's like reflecting on the preciousness of life itself. So it really covers all the bases. So we go from that piece to the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto. And for that, we bring in a fabulous pianist, Charlie Albright from Seattle, who has actually played in Reading before. A few years ago, we brought him in for our New Year's Eve concert, and he played Rhapsody in Blue. And people loved him, so we're going to bring him back. He's going to do. He's going to help us celebrate Rachmaninoff's 150th birthday this year. Oh. So, happy birthday, Rachmaninoff.
He doesn't look a day over 100.
I know, no. Right? But this piece is gorgeous. It's chocolatey, it's romantic, it's Rachmaninoff is known for endless melody. The melodies just go on forever, and you'll hear that. The last movement is a march, so it's got that more rhythmic, lively feel, but just some of the most timeless music out there. And then we go to Antonín Dvořák and his Eighth Symphony, which is one of my personal favorites. It's joyous, it's optimistic. It's he lived in what is now the Czech Republic, so he exemplifies Bohemia in like folk melodies and sort of this ingrained rhythmic element to all his pieces, especially this symphony. So there's even a moment in the last movie that sounds like you're just stumbling upon Oktoberfest after this long walk in the woods. So it's like a, you know, one unpredictable thing after another, and just it's a high energy ride all the way through. So yeah, it's going to be a fun concert.
Whoa.
Always a good time. And are you doing your pre-orchestra thing?
Yeah, we do our pre-talk 1 hour before. So on Saturday night, it'll be at 6:30 is the pre-talk with the 7:30 show. The pre-talk is great because I will give you sort of this sonic roadmap, everything to listen for during the concert. Also, you get to hear the guest artist talk. So Charlie is going to talk with me about, you know, his background and the piece he's playing, as well as hearing from the composer of the Lassen piece. So Marco Beiser is going to come by, and you'll get to hear his remarks on what's going on.
Yeah, I just advise everyone, if you're going to go to the symphony, that extra hour up front brings in doubly enjoyment. You just get so much more out of the symphony.
Yeah, let me second that, because Scott's up there, and Scott loves what he does. And when he's talking about this, that comes through when he's speaking. And he, you know, he tells you, he doesn't tell you because you're not like, it's not a lecture.
No.
It's sharing of what's happening. And it really does.
And building and, your anticipation.
Well,
level
but
it
also
point.
Says
yes,
this
right.
portion when this happens, you know, blah, you know, this is what you're going to hear and why he wrote it. And why this was happening. And, I mean, it really does. It increases your enjoyment of the symphony twofold. Mm. And it's already you're going to have a good time.
But, absolutely.
But that part, oh, yeah, this is what he's talking about. You know, and then you can, you know, like you said, you kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that. Because if not, without that, Okay, that's nice. But you don't know how. And when you hear this part, it's because of this.
Right. I mean, I think the big thing is that, you know, we do music from across the board, first of all. But, you know, especially when we're presenting composers that people, you know, aren't necessarily familiar with. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe people haven't heard of Dvorak before. My job is to show that he was living the same things and had all the same struggles that we had, and that this life is in his music. So mm-hmm. There are moments in there that we can all associate with. So that's really the goal, is to show that, you know, struggle and triumph transcends time. You know, because this symphony was written in, you know, the 1890s. But we have the same things going on now. Oh, it's really noisy.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
they had women wanting to... Okay. but you know what? There's certain things that are timeless. But when you think about it, you know, oh, this movie is timeless. Well, no. But there are some just great movies, the acting and all this. You could say... You know, okay, I could watch this over and over. But music, if you're going to say something's timeless, it's music. Look at us, 150 years after somebody dies. After they die, people coming in and enjoying so much of what was written and composed.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And if you want more time to enjoy all this, think about Shasta Regional Medical Center as your place to go to. They have been constantly rated high by the Leapfrog organization. They're one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. They get extremely high ratings from the Medicare and Medicaid people. And they're the only hospital around here with the XI surgical robotics system. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Cherry Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I don't know what I'm talking about. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station for your truck, your car, or your bicycle. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. It's coming, people. It's coming, so see what you can do to help offset the cost of one of these little devils, these little batteries driving around town. Trish Clark and I are here with Scott Seaton, who is the head man, the conductor of the North State Symphony, and has been for?
Oh, geez, this is a... After this concert, we're going into our ninth season, yeah.
Wow.
With your
ninth season.
My ninth season.
I remember, and I don't remember a lot, but I remember when they had like two or three people, you know, in the finals, and y'all came in here on the show, each one of you, and
right.
We interviewed you, and to learn something about you. And I just can't believe it's been 9 years. So.
I can't either. That's
Scott,
amazing.
Scott has not changed a bit.
No.
No, I mean, maybe your hair's gotten shorter. Maybe.
It gets long really quickly.
Yes.
Don't worry about that.
And then, but your life has changed, marriage and all these things. But this isn't your only gig in life, is it?
No, not my only gig. You know, I'm fortunate to be able to work with different communities and lots of different people. And
to do this kind of thing where you're the conductor of their symphonies,
right,
or something like
mm-hmm.
this. But give us a couple of areas that you work.
Oh, well, there's only two right now. I mean,
okay.
It's North State and Tulsa.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Tulsa.
Yeah.
That's kind of similar.
Similar, yeah, sure. It's a little bigger, but yeah.
Yeah. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Redding, California, or the North State up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and we're talking about the Sunday's Symphony, the mm-hmm. last one of the season.
Saturday in Redding. Yeah.
Saturday, I'm sorry, Saturday.
Saturday in Redding, Sunday in Chico.
Yeah.
Sunday in Chico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, how do people get tickets for this?
Well, you can several ways. You can go to the Cascade Theater box office, or you can go to northstatesymphony.org, and it'll take you in the right direction.
Okay.
But be sure that you actually are on the Cascade webpage. Do not get put off into some place where you're buying tickets that is not the official Cascade box office.
Right.
Yeah, because you will end up paying twice the amount.
And you may or may not have a seat when you get there.
Yeah, which is kind of a big thing.
It's huge.
How many in the orchestra this weekend?
This weekend, we're pretty full. It's probably about 65.
Mm.
Yeah.
And these are all, most are all locals from here, or not?
North State Symphony is pretty special. So about half of our orchestra comes from the North State, half come from Chico and Redding, and then half come from, you know, places like the Bay Area, places like Sacramento, Southern Oregon, occasionally Nevada, occasionally LA. But it's pretty wide mix. We, our principal horn player comes from Memphis. So, you know, wow. It's a wide radius.
You know, when people move to this area, and we've had the rap for many years that, okay, you're country, you're rural, you know, why would anybody want to move here? We don't have any culture. We don't have any this and that. And they're so far wrong.
Yeah, no, it's
there's
very wrong.
So much available, and this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Reading has special. So much going on. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hear people say, and I go, oh, look around, read around, check things out. So much going on.
The area up here, we just kind of, in some ways, I think we take it for granted. Lakes, mountains, skiing, water trips down the river and all this. But other people from other parts of the state or other part of this country, this would be a 1 week, 2 week vacation.
Oh, for sure. People do it all the time.
Yeah, and let me touch on that because, you know, I spend a lot of time here, obviously, but every time I come here, every time I'm driving up 5 and Reading sort of appears in front of me, you know, I appreciate it the same way every single time. So maybe I have that advantage over you all is that I get to see it anew every time that I see Shasta like bloom in the distance. It's just an incredible sight.
When I was traveling in my motorhome, and I did that for like 14 years, and I would go here and there, and I was in every state in the union and all over in every place, and always as I was coming back, whichever direction, I'd start to get a view of my home and think, oh my gosh, why am I going all over these places and everything? There is no place prettier than where I live.
Absolutely, yeah.
I just is not.
And then when you add into it, you know, things like, oh gosh, you know, what are we going to do for our vacation? Well, how about coming up and renting a houseboat on Lake Shasta?
There you go.
And you'd be surprised how many people do that.
Oh, absolutely.
When they're kids and end up coming back here.
Yeah.
But then, and then you look at the different things. We have plays going on all the time. I mean, all the time.
Live music. Any place you can find live music. A dozen places every night.
Liam, one of our producers, is in the, you know, quote, underground music. Mm-hmm. And their biggest problem is finding a place that the kids can come to.
Big enough.
It's 15, and their audience is like 15 to 26,
wow.
And they fill them up. I mean, and if they had a 500-person venue, they'd fill it up. And then we have the symphony that is just, it's on, maybe on the other end of that, that it, you need to take advantage of this. It's a few hours, but you walk out of there feeling really good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, all music is incredible, and I'm, you know, it's hard for me to say this is better than that, and it's not, but the symphony is a very unique experience. To be in a space with family and friends all around you, you know, 1,000 people all around, and then the nearly 70-piece orchestra on stage, and just to be surrounded by
and
all
the
of that.
And acoustics at the Cascade Theater, I mean, on top of everything else, are just outstanding for that venue.
Okay, my friends, the symphony is here in town, and they're going to be here at the Cascade Saturday. Rachmaninoff
and Dvorak,
And please, when you get your tickets, and it says it starts at 7:30, give yourself an extra hour. In time for the 6:30 presentation done by Scott.
Yeah, because you'll still have 30 minutes between the end of the talk and the beginning of the concert to, like, talk with friends, go get a drink. You know, it's plenty of time. So come check out the talk. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so important to add to the experience.
Scott, thank you so much for a lot of things, but mainly for being with us for 9 years.
Almost.
I just can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, great.
Even though you've been coming in here for that
long. Yeah, sharing with you.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Always great to chat with you both.
Oh, I love it. Okay, when we come back after the news, I think it's just Trish and I. I'm making a phone call right now. I'm trying to get somebody else in here to talk about something that's very important to our community, and we'll see if I can do that.
And otherwise, if you've got something that you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A sweeping border security package comes up for a final vote today in the House. If the Republican bill wins approval there, its prospects look fairly dim in the Democrat-controlled Senate. And in any event, President Biden has already threatened to veto the measure, which would, among other things, restart construction of the border wall. Counting down to midnight when Title 42 restrictions on illegal immigration will lapse, the Heritage Foundation's Simon Hankinson expects that will throw open the floodgates to even more illegal crossings at the border.
I've heard estimates as high as 600,000 people waiting somewhere south of the border, and I would suspect that all over the world there will be people accelerating their plans. So I think the worst-case scenarios are definitely what I would be considering if I were in charge of policy.
The FBI refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena that could shed more light on allegations of bribe-taking by Joe Biden while he was vice president. The White House says it's an absurd attack on Mr. Biden. The increase in wholesale prices slowed last month.
From March to April, the government's producer price index rose just 0.2% after falling 0.4% from February to March. Compared with a year earlier, wholesale prices rose just 2.3%. The Labor Department Index reflects prices charged by manufacturers, farmers, and wholesalers. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core wholesale inflation rose 0.2% from March and 3.2% from 12 months earlier.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Quoting former President Trump, "They made me a deal I couldn't refuse." Mr. Trump saying that's why he agreed to last night's CNN Town Hall Forum from New Hampshire. Wall Street, the Dow down 267. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
A new report says a record number of people have been internally displaced by war or natural disasters worldwide.
The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the war in Ukraine helped push the global total of people internally displaced throughout the world last year to a record 71.1 million people. The report says that by the end of 2022, 5.9 million more people had been forced to relocate inside Ukraine because of Russia's invasion. In Syria in 2022, 6.8 million more people were displaced by conflict after more than a decade of civil war. The number of people displaced inside their country because of disasters such as floods and famine reached an additional 8.7 million. I'm Donna Warder.
Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. Big oil spill a couple of years back could end up costing a pipeline company big money.
A federal agency is proposing a nearly $3.4 million fine for the company over a 2021 oil pipeline spill that fouled Southern California beaches. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says Amplify Energy Corporation ignored 83 alarms and failed to shut down the offshore pipeline to San Pedro Bay for hours. The spill of 25,000 gallons of crude oil shut down beaches for a week and fisheries for more than a month. The company settled lawsuits for $50 million. John Scott reports.
Disney saw green in the first quarter of the year, raking in $1.27 billion. Compare that to $470 million 1 year ago. Theme park attendance, along with improving streaming business, fueled the earnings surge for Disney. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, who's just came back across the border from Mexico legally. Christine's at the helm. Good morning, there,
just
Christine.
Under the wire.
Very good morning. Also legally.
Christina. Christina. I said Christine. I meant Christina.
It's so, the same.
No, it's not. It's just, you know, it's I drop my age now and then. Okay. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's so
glad to have you back.
Oh, it's just good to be back. I'm always happy to come home. I like to travel, but I'm always happy to come home to Shasta County. The weather is going to be beautiful today. It's about 57 degrees in downtown Ready. We're looking for a high today of 81 and a low of 57. On Friday, sunny, a high of 94 and a low of 65. On Saturday, hot, a high of 97 and a low of 67. And on Sunday, cooling down a bit, 94 and a low of 64. On Monday, 90 degrees and then low of 63. And going to hang around in the low 90s, looks like, for next week. At one point, they were talking about maybe a little more moisture, but I don't see anything in the forecast now for that. But we certainly have had a nice spring, lots of water. We've got water in the North State, and that's good news. Afraid we need to continue to watch, though. We may have some flooding as the mountain starts to, all that snow that's out there has got to go someplace. So watch those creeks and pay attention. Also remind everybody that it's time to be getting rid of all that dry grass and do it early in the morning, and we're getting into the time it's going to get hot, and please clear out those areas that are subject to close to areas and going to burn. So be very careful of your property. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, in our next segment, I'm going to give away four rodeo tickets for Friday Think Pink, a family pack of four. These are $30 tickets, so... if you're interested in that, after I make the announcement in the next, I'm just letting everybody get their phones ready. I'll give those away. So, I just saw on Facebook, we were just talking about Facebook. Facebook is, you know, when you're traveling like that, it's really, really
it
cool
is.
To, stay, you know, stay in touch with people and all that.
Well, there's two sides, sides to it. Some people say, oh, you don't want to go on Facebook and let everybody know you're gone. In this day and age, I'm not sure that makes a difference because everybody knows I'm gone anyway. So that's, for me, it's not relevant. Fact of the matter is I make sure that the police department and the fire department and everybody knows I'm gone. So get a little extra coverage.
There you go. but the, you see announcements like, and we talked a little bit about the recall in the first half hour. I see, I saw two announcements of, from people saying that they're having this signing party or something to kick off the recall. And again, the right to do that is absolutely there. 100% agree with that. I 100% disagree with having recalls. I was against the last recall, and I'm against this recall because we have a voting thing. 90 days into a term, and you want to recall somebody. This isn't the what's that school district that's just been going through
hell? Oh, gosh, that's it. Yeah, Gateway School District.
In Gateway. This isn't the Gateway School District, my friends.
But the important part about the change that has been made in the whole recall system is that you don't get to choose, as voters, you don't get to choose the replacement. Governor Newsom gets to choose the replacement. Please bear that in mind. And I supported the last recall because I believe that.
Well, I didn't. And you and I
but I'm just saying, this has changed. The situation has changed.
And because of that, what's the matter? Oh, here, let me fix your microphone. There.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Title 42 or whatever, that, not Title 42, but whatever.
Whatever the new thing that 42, we passed.
The 42 that Trump passed to keep people out of the country because of COVID ends today. There are I don't know why people aren't up in arms about this. El Paso has been completely overrun with people that are here illegally. They do not have the facilities. They're bussing them up to New York, Chicago, Philadelphia. They don't have the facilities.
Well, and the governor of Texas has brought in a bunch of people to try to control the border in his state and do those things. But this is catastrophic. It's incredible what's going to be coming across that border. And it's not just people. If it was just people looking for a better life, there'd be one thing. You've got to understand what they're sending across that border, the drugs they're picking up, the prostitution, and the all of the things that are coming into our country. It's catastrophic.
And the or even Newsom is saying I'm bringing the military in to try and address this fentanyl crisis.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, the number of deaths have skyrocketed like 47% over last year. Now, there's a town up in Washington, Bellingham, Washington, where Western Washington State University is at. They passed this law that hey, drugs are okay. And what's happened to Bellingham, Washington, has led them to make a new law that all drugs are illegal.
You can't do any drugs at all in public.
Their kids are dying out there from fentanyl overdoses. This, America, and being here in the North State, the vast majority of us feel the same way about this. But the thing is, President Biden has either doesn't have the energy or he doesn't want to control this border. And then they actually say in front of Congress, oh, no, that border's under control. And Biden says, we're going to have some chaos. Well, it's already chaos, Mr. President. It's already chaos. So what do you tell people on things like this that, I mean, I can't go down there and stand at the border with 100,000 of my friends. If they said that, okay, we're going to have 100,000 volunteers. You're going to stand here and with radios and keep people from coming through. It doesn't make any difference.
It's totally and completely out of control. No one wants to address it. I'm wondering what kind of media coverage we're actually going to get the problem is with our media in the state it's in and the reporting they're doing, the people that live when we call the flyover part of the United States, everybody on the coast, on both coasts.
Yeah.
The news, people are kind of more aware. The flyover states, they're not even aware that this is happening in so many of these communities. I learned so much in the time I spent in my motorhome just traveling through these small towns and what have you. There's a whole different world out there of people that have absolutely no clue what the heck is going on the coast. They really don't.
If we can get this thing organized, we want to do Free Fire Radio across America.
That would be great.
Where we take a trailer, it's wrapped, working with the Chambers of Commerce, both of them, the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce and the Redding Chamber of Commerce, to line us up with Chambers of Commerce in smaller towns like, Cody, Wyoming, Rapid City, South Dakota, places in Kansas, that we come swinging through there and we sit down and we talk with people for 2 hours. And what's it like? What's it like here? Ron, good morning. You're okay. On, Ron.
As far as I'm concerned, they send those guys to the wrong area if they're going to remove them. They ought to send them to Washington, D.C. or Virginia or any of those bedroom communities around Washington, D.C.
And let them see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're trying to do that. DeSantis from Florida.
Something's happened to your phone or my phone. I can hardly hear you. I'm going to have to hang
up. We hear you fine. Anyway, no, that's a good question. Okay, we got to take a break anyway. Hey, You need to do some work around the house. I mean, I'm talking about bigger work, saying clearing your property, get ready for the fire season, maybe bigger jobs. Visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides. Side-by-sides if you want to go out over the weekend. Backhoes, they've got them all. And they've got small ones, and they've got large ones. Head on down to 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, or give them a call at 530-221-6800.
One of our great local businesses.
And they are really nice people down there, and they're there to help. 8:15 in the morning, and we'll be right back. And, yes, I will be giving away tickets in the next segment, so be ready.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
My name while you collect your
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need somebody that understands the laws, and Patrick does. He's got the largest workers' compensation office or agency north of Sacramento. They know what they're doing. They've got the people to help you. Give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168. I'm giving away four tickets to Friday Think Pink Rodeo. That will be a week from tomorrow, and it's four tickets for the Think Pink rodeo, and people are calling already. And these are, it gets it, you know, when you get these tickets, as Linda says, please use these tickets because we're selling out and people can use this. So, okay, if you're calling, we've had the phones have lit up. And if it's busy, that means is somebody's there in front of you. So, oh, it's still ringing. Do we have a winner? Yes, we do. Okay, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about the rodeo. Saturday, that's a Saturday, is a rodeo steak feed. And it is a great time. They buy incredible steaks to, you know, for that night. But also it's going to be the mutton busting slack where all these kids, I mean, we're talking well over 100 kids are out there riding sheep. And then the top ones will be picked for each night of the rodeo. Why do we do this? Well, it's a lot of times kids think it's a great idea or their parents think it's a great idea. They get their helmets on, get their little flak jackets and their, you know, cowboy hats and all the, or not hats, but, their,
helmet.
Their, they got, yeah, well. They have helmets, flak jackets, they got the cowboy boots on and all this. But some little kids, when you get them up and you're starting to put them on the sheep, go, whoa, this is not my idea of a good time. Others are like, put me on, you know.
Get me back on. No, I can do it. Follow them around.
It's a great time just to watch
it
that.
It's incredible.
That starts at 4. The steak feed starts at 5. And this week, our inaugural Hall of Fame gala and auction will be at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, where we induct five people and Red Rock, the world famous bull of the Champions Challenge. Yeah, that's Tuesday night. There may be a couple tickets left for that. I'm not sure. But then Wednesday, Extreme Bulls and Barrels. Thursday, at 10 a.m. in the morning, we got Slack going on for barrel racers and ropers. And then Family Night is that night, starting at 7. Friday, of course, the Pancake Breakfast. We'll be down in Roaring Gulch live there. Chicks and Chaps is going that day, all day, and then that night, Tough Enough to Wear Pink, and that's what I'm giving away four tickets for, and we've already got a winner. And Saturday, of course, the parade downtown at 10, and then Armed Forces Night, that final night of the rodeo on Saturday. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be with us again.
Oh, this fantastic.
This is the 12th year or something for them to come. They love it here in Reading. They really enjoy themselves. I'm ready.
Oh, it's big week.
It is a big week. And people, you got to be aware that we can lose this rodeo. That lease is up in 3 years. Yeah, in 3 years. And there's nothing to say they have to give us that lease. It all comes down to three people on the city council. Three people. And if, you know, because three you win. And if
you got to learn to count to three when you're in an elected position.
And they're going through this this new update of the city plan. You need to get involved with that. You need to get involved about what's going to happen down at the rodeo grounds. Are they going to sell off the property? What are they going to do? But is there a place in that plan for the rodeo? Now, today at 12 o'clock, the Shasta County Peace Officer Memorial Coalition is going to be holding their annual memorial ceremony on the steps of the Shasta County Courthouse. The ceremony will honor and recognize those Shasta County peace officers from a variety of law enforcement agencies who have died in the line of duty throughout history. It's going to be at noon. It's going to be on the steps of the Shasta County Courthouse, and we're inviting everybody to that. And also the Sundial Bridge will also be lit up in blue in honor of Peace Officer Memorial Week, if you're wondering about that.
If you're just wandering around downtown and you don't have anything to do, I'm going to tell you that's one of the most moving experiences when you watch the runners come in, the celebration they do. They do it's quite an impressive event. Again, you know, we talked a little bit, Carl, in the first hour about getting involved in your community.
Yeah.
We just brought up two things that, you know, you're not political, okay, but you still need to be a part of what's happening in your community. Get involved with this issue, with the rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo should not be political. It's not political.
It's huge, but it's part of your community. It's where you live.
75 years.
Your peace officers. Get involved in some of the things that are involved going forward with that.
Just showing up and being a part.
No, there's so much to offer in Shasta County, and you need to be a part of it.
And speaking of that, we're going to take an early break, and we've got Rick Pacetti that's going to join us. Colt 45 season
baseball.
Is getting ready to start. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program that is no cost to them, to people who will, you know, who are participating in it. The whole idea is to reduce the number of the debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults or people with disabilities. For more information on this program, this sounds like a great program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station, 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' camps. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Great music.
Good job, Christina.
Were they referring to scoring, going home?
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Thursday, the 11th of May, 8:30 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. I love that place.
Yeah.
I love that place. Go in there, sit in your car, listen to music. My truck comes out sparkling clean. There's a nice person at the end who wipes off my truck with a nice, soft, fluffy, clean towel. Smiling, happy people, and it's a great car wash. It's locally owned, locally operated, right here in the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Good people. Okay. We're here with Rick Bassetti. Haven't seen him since last year.
Yeah, since September we left last year, heading back home to Florida. Yes.
And, you know, I'm not even going to get into the thing we talked about, maybe at the last 5 minutes, because baseball is non-political.
Right.
Non-political.
You know, if you ever really want to feel baseball, you pull up the monologue by Jane Verrill Jones in Field of Dreams. And he does the whole monologue on baseball.
Yeah.
And he does, it spans all ethics. It spans all social economic boundaries. It spans everything. It's what survived. Baseball has survived everything that's gone on in our country since its inception in about 1870, something like that.
It's the only sport that hasn't got mired in the...
Well, they tried, you know, and quite honestly, we can go down that road some other time. But, all the professional sports have experienced some sort of wokeness and things like that. I finally went to my first game again after about four years here in spring training this year. And we watched the Blue Jays absolutely destroy the Yankees. And that was a good game. And then on the way back, Patty and I were driving across the panhandle. And we put a phone call ironic. We're staying in Houston for like 3 or 4 days with some friends there. And he said, hey, I've tried to get some tickets to the Astros. It's opening weekend. Not sure we can get them. They're like $250 a piece. And I said, well, let me give Dusty a call because I have Dusty Baker's number and he's a friend. And my nephew played ball with his son, you know.
It always helps know people.
So I place a call. You get the obligatory, leave a message, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, Dusty, this is Bo. We're driving across the panhandle. If there's any way we could buy some tickets for opening weekend, I know it's crazy, but, you know, anything would be welcomed. And so the next day we're in Houston. We go down to Galveston Island. We're seeing the tourist area, and the phone rings, and it says restricted. Well, when I get a restricted call on my phone, it's usually from the Reading PD. And I thought maybe someone was down at the ballpark, you know, because our cameras. And I go, hello, this is Rick. And he goes, yeah, this is Dusty. And I totally blanked. And I said, Dusty? Dusty who? And he goes, Bo, you called me. So he got us 4 tickets to the Saturday game.
Oh, nice.
I got to see Minute Maid Field. It's a beautiful, beautiful stadium. Mm-hmm. They put on a really nice thing. They came from behind and won the game and stuff like that. And so anyway, that's my baseball story. And, so we're kicking it off a little bit early. You know, we opened up on the 26th this year, Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
We've got games during the week too.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, this is.
We compress the season. We don't go into August any longer. Right. We end on July 30th now. So our 40 home games are going to be in those 9 weeks there. And it happens fast and furious. We actually have 2 road trips this year. So we take off. Actually, after our first opening series, we go down to Fresno and play a couple games against the Fresno A's down there. And then we go in July, we go up to Medford and play the Medford Rogues three-game series. So
yeah, I saw that. And we will not be broadcasting those games because we don't have the people to be able to do that.
To go to Medford and
to do all that.
I think that they'll be doing a podcast though.
Yeah.
So people who are serious and long term, you know, want to pay attention, they can still get online
now,
and do that.
One of the things that we have and which we've always enjoyed is, and first of all, Ethan's coming back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ethan
I saw
Hansen,
him
and he is just all pumped up. He's bringing in apprentice help from the high schools to help them in the spotting and all this and introduce them to broadcasting baseball. And I think that's just a great, great, great way of doing it. Plus the fact every home game will be broadcast over our station and we stream them. And the good thing about streaming is all these kids' families from all over from the world can hear their kids playing and listen to them and hear the game.
Well,
we get calls and emails on this from how much they appreciate that.
We have a player coming from Australia this year. We have one from over in Hawaii.
I just sit and talk to them from Australia. I love that accent.
Good thing you're not 25.
Oh no, he'll be a swath through.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So and then we have as far as our American players, we have kids coming from Richmond, Virginia, in Illinois area. We've got kids. We have four players coming from the NAT right now. They're the number four ranked team in the nation at NAIA. They're 47-5 right now. So you want to see some players coming in here. Our starting center fielder this year right now, playing for that team, it's the Gwinnett College team, is hitting .422 with 15 home runs, 34 stolen bases, and he's driven in 51 runs. This is the center fielder. And so we've got a lot of really good players coming in. We're going to score some runs this year.
We scored a lot last year. You scored a lot.
But this year we're going to score we're going to see some long balls. I got an all-conference 6'5", 230-pound first baseman coming in from Plano, Texas. He plays at Texas A&M Texarkana. Hunter Reed is his name. Really, really just a great kid. He's a typical Texas kid, you know, it's yes sir, no sir. You know, he makes eye contact when you talk to him.
That's because he's
engaging, you know, and that sort of stuff. He's doesn't have the phone in his hand all the time, and
that's because his 5'2" mother, when he was little, took that yardstick.
No, I'm teasing.
She has raised him to be like that. Rick.
But we're excited. It's the 100th anniversary of Tiger Field.
Whoa.
The 100th anniversary of Tiger Field. The brand new LED lights. I just got authorized, by the way, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago to turn them on. And,
which saves money.
Oh, it saves not just money. It's like instant on, instant off. When we do our concerts,
because we're
doing the concert series after the baseball season this year, we can actually turn off four banks of the lights. We can dim them. To give you more of an atmosphere type of an environment. There's actually a software package. I've asked the city to look into it. Maybe I can find a sponsor or someone who will pay for it that turns them into entertainment lights. It's called Showtime. And so, like, someone hits a home run, you hit a button, and boom, the lights sparkle, bounce up and down, and
wouldn't
do all that
great
kind of stuff.
That'd be great.
You know, we're working on our video scoreboard. We've got a considerable amount of money raised towards that, and we still need to get over the hump on that. But the scoreboard will actually interface with that software package, so the scoreboard and the lights will work together.
Oh, wow.
And nobody in Northern California would have anything like that. If Reading really wants to get on the map or something, you could put on shows just at the ballpark and have people, you know, your movies in the park that they've always talked about and you've never had actually happen other than you got a blow-up balloon that you shoot a movie up on the side of this balloon thing.
So I'm going to just throw in one thing. Here's another thing we're talking about. That you're not political, but you want to be involved in your community.
Right.
This is a way time. Get involved. Let your city council know how you feel about what they're doing at Tiger Field in the future. Let them know. Get your voice heard.
Well, we've been trying and trying, you know, and it's always been squelched. But that's okay. Yeah,
people get involved. They can move mountains if they get involved.
We've got two votes. We only need one more vote to make things like this happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know as well as anyone how to count to three.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's stuff that's for the community. You know, you have certain members on our community right now who said, I'm data-driven, I need to see information, blah, blah, blah. And you bring it to them, and then they ignore it. And then they go, staff recommendation. It's almost like they forgot
what... But
they
listen to the public. If you can get enough people...
Oh, boy, Trace, I'm going to argue with...
you get enough people in there to make that difference, they listen.
I will argue with on that one because we filled the place up and we had the votes. We did the online voting for the baseball field down there. We had the on-site visit votes there. And they still put their thumb on it and said, no baseball field there. No kids, youth baseball field there. They said no.
Yeah.
And they went with staff.
Well, I don't know then, so maybe this is another opportunity for a recall.
No, just keep trying.
Yes,
and then finally you'll get a third vote at some point.
Now, one thing that you are looking for, that if you want to get involved, is these young men come into our community and people open their houses to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a good deal. So can you talk about this?
Absolutely. You'll develop a relationship with some of these kids. Some of our families have relationships. They go to weddings. They go to college graduations. They invite the kids back for their family reunions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good long-term type of a scenario. I have some host families that have been hosting for 10, 12 years, 15 years. I have some widows that are in their 70s that like to have a young man around the house for 9 weeks, you know, and they take out the trash. They help with the chores. They do that sort of thing. I have she's a sweetheart of a lady. I won't use her name. She keeps two of my players. She's going to go through a rotator surgery, maybe. She's finding that out.
Yeah.
And she was concerned about, how am I going to do the shopping and stuff like that. I said, they'll do it.
Give them a list.
They will. You give them the list. They got a car. They can go do all the stuff for you. And so, you know, this is what we're looking for, a bedroom. And you don't have to cook food for them every night. Just show them where the refrigerator is and make sure that there's some food there for them to eat.
Yeah, you're going
to
feed them.
We'll take care of everything else at the ballpark. We wash all their baseball uniforms. Everything else gets taken care of. Show them where they can wash their personal laundry. But other than that, you know, call me if you have questions about it. You know, the number's on the website. It's 227-4443. It's been
out
there
forever. Does it have to be in Redding or in any place in
Chester
County?
No. I have Cottonwood. Okay, we've had people before out of Lake California. We start stretching a little bit. I got one out on Bowman Road a little bit right now. I got a lady up by Lake Shasta. You know, but some of these kids coming out of cities, they drive out to Palos Hedro and they go, holy cow, wow, you know, there's animals out there and stuff, you know, and, it's really kind of interesting for them.
Yeah.
You know, I have one lady who has been hosting very generously for me, and she lives right on the river. And the guy that goes in there, and, you know, all she's really looking for is someone who's a conversationalist. She likes to be able to talk to people. And that's hard to find a lot of these young people. So that young Texan guy that I told you about, that's where I put him.
You know? There you go.
And so, you know, that'll work. And we try to match up our, you know, the host with certain people. Missy MacArthur is going to host for me this year. I hope she doesn't mind me.
Hey, Missy.
She's going to take one of them in, you know. She's currently over touring around Europe right now. So when she gets back, she's going to take one on. I just had another one of my good host families who has taken two players as well. And so she's going to get a Hawaiian, and she's going to get, you know, another good kid, somewhat local. He's playing away from school, but he's from the Chico area. And but, you know, so we match them up. A lot of these kids that are fairly close, like the Chico, I've got maybe three or four kids playing away at college, but they're from the Chico area, and they've all know about the 45s. You know, the Chico team folded up and went away a while ago. The Marysville team folded up and went away last year. They sold everything out. The Marysville Gold Sox are no longer in existence. And so a lot of these places that used to draw those players, they're all now calling us up and seeing if they can come to us. And we certainly want to accommodate them. We like to have a Northern California flavor. Last year we had 8 or 9 kids from local.
From around here.
And it wasn't difficult to find host families because they're living at home, you know. Now I've got 26 players and I only have 2 guys for local.
Oh, wow.
And so, it's the way it flows every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're interested, you know, you can call me. Again, it's 530-227-4443. You can go to our website. You can send me an email there to the info at redandcolt45s.com. But I have 5 players left that I need to get hosted.
Okay, so we need 5 host families.
Yeah, or one host family that takes 2, or, you know, I mean.
It's, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. And they have their own cars. Don't worry about that.
Okay, and so you don't have to provide transportation.
You don't provide transportation for
What you're providing is a place for them to sleep and a room by themselves.
Right.
You're providing food.
Exactly.
The, place for them to do their laundry.
A place to do their laundry. They're gonna do things for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they may not be doing your gardening for you, but they're gonna be helping out around the house. They understand this.
We have rules too for the guys. There's curfews that we ask the families to incur. Now, mind you, these guys, their normal work day, because it's work for them. They get here in 9 weeks, they're going to play 45 games. So they're not going to be at the house. They'll be sleeping at the house a lot, but, you know, they'll go and do their workout. You know, I haven't closed it up yet, but for the last 4 or 5 years, Jeremiah Walsh has been extremely generous out at Sun Oaks, and he's allowed our players to use his weight room. And we give them a bunch of tickets and things like that in exchange, right? So they'll go and they'll work out. And they'll leave and go do that. Then they come to the ballpark, and they're at the ballpark at 4 o'clock for a 7:15 game. And they're doing, start their practicing and doing that sort of thing. And then game's over, they've got to get the field cleaned up. They empty all the garbage cans for us. They fix the field all up. And then so they're getting home at 11 o'clock, 11:30. And so you're in bed. They roll in, and they're in bed. And so, you know, your interaction is going to be during that window in the morning type of stuff for the most part. I even hosted a coach 1 year, you know, too, and now he's sending me players because he's become a head college coach, and so now he's sending me 2 players this year. It's something that never stops if you don't want it to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You develop this relationship with the people. I know Gary Lewis, who you probably both know, his son left here and went and played back on the East Coast. And, you know, he went to family reunions and he went to weddings and that sort of thing. So it's a really great opportunity for you people to experience.
Yeah. And
plus we have benefits.
Plus there's benefits to it also. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. Been going there for 15 years. As people know, because I talk about it every day. And Cypress Square Barbershop has been with us since the day we opened our station. I can't say much more about that, except it's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And they work on appointments. And the reason I really like that is I can make it work on my schedule instead of just going down there and waiting. It works out real well. And man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark. Trishy, you're back.
I know. I love Thursday mornings, and I'm so glad to be back. I love vacationing, but love to come home.
Yeah. And today we have Rick Bassetti, who is the driving force behind Colt 45s. This is the 100th anniversary of Tiger Field this year. And, I mean, new lights, we've got all types of plans. Maybe that scoreboard, it's going to be
the scoreboard probably, we can make the acquisition this year, but getting it installed probably won't be it. It's hard. It's because we're talking one of those huge video boards.
Yeah.
But we're going to have on July 15th, 16th, 17th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is going to be 100-year celebration party weekend. And so we're going to be partnering with some of the other groups here in town, and we're going to be inviting anyone who's ever played at Tiger Field to come on down to Tiger Field, and they'll get in for free, and we're going to have some recognition around the ballpark, you know, some of the old players who played there. We're going to have some little kiosk type things with information on them, players that played here in the 30s.
Oh, fantastic.
The ballpark opened in 1923, and I'm not sure if we're going to find anyone from then, but I'm sure we can find someone. I know of someone that we met with last night who at 8 years, 6 years of old was a bat boy down there in 1938.
Oh, fine.
And then played there for many, many years thereafter. Actually played in six decades. He played in men's baseball league up till 62. And that was in the 90s he finished playing. So, things like that, stories like that you're going to see. How many assets does the city of Reading, this is what I tried to impart on the council when we were begging for money down there to do something, right, and we kept getting refused, but how many assets does the city of Reading have that's 100 years old, that's in the same location that when it started, doing the same function that when it started?
Yeah.
You know, I beg you to find one.
Well, and
we
need to be sure that we're making sure that these things stay around.
Right.
We've got to keep the longevity in the community and the history. History local.
This is our 20th season, Colt 45s. And when we did that first big renovation in 2014, it changed the whole complexion of that ballpark. It went from being a rundown facility with
Hangout.
Yeah, bad wooden bleachers and just chicken wire backstop and, you know, it was just not a good place for baseball to be. And now it's been streamlined and people are coming. And during our 40-game schedule, over our tenure, probably we've averaged anywhere from about 20,000 people to 35,000 people before virus, after virus, things like that.
Well, and this year will be huge because everybody's ready and involved in everything that's going on.
And those lights are going to bring people down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you what the experience is. First of all, you go down there and you park. Lots of parking. There's security out in the parking lot all through the game and after the game to make sure nobody's fooling with your cars or anything like that.
And where do you park? When you go down there.
Down by the library.
Right between us and the library. There's the one big parking lot.
So you go enter by the library.
You can enter into the library or come down one past the library on Grape Street and take a turn west. And then we've opened up the other driveway where all the transient camps used to be.
Yeah.
We've opened those gates up and locked them open. Mm-hmm. No one's camping there anymore because cars are going back and forth through there now.
Well,
so now they don't have this little cul-de-sac that they were parking in.
The big thing, though, is that there's plenty of parking.
Yes.
There's security.
Right.
Then you go into the game, and it's every seat is great. You're like right on the field. There is food. There is
hot
beer
dog.
And
gotta,
wine.
Gotta have a hot dog at a baseball game.
Oh, gosh. And I
gotta have
it's
hot
not
dog.
Just hot dogs. They're out there fixing tri-tip and all
that. Well, the tri-tip
may not be, huh?
Well, not at $10 a pound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, when we were at $3.95 for trimmed tri-tip, and now it's at $10 a pound.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos,
ice
chili
cream,
cheese dogs,
ice cream, all
these
things.
We have lots of bad food for you
if
you want to come down there. Beer.
And beer.
And this year we're focusing on all the local beers. So we're going to be doing like from Princeton, the 530 beer that we have there, the Firestone beer from 805. We're Aetna Brewery and we're going to use some of their beer, maybe even Eel River over on the coast. So people are going to be dealing with local.
Bud Light?
We're 100. Pardon?
No Bud Light?
Not at this point.
Okay.
And it's not just because of that. It's just because our focus this year is going to be
local.
It's local. Everything's local. 100-year
anniversary.
100-year anniversary.
All local.
This is great. Now, every game will be broadcast except their away games.
And that will
KCNR.
Be probably podcast.
And
by
just let me throw this out. If you'd like to sponsor a game, not only do you get the game, but you get a whole month of advertising, and it's $300. But your name is mentioned 1,000 times. You can put a banner up, the whole thing, and you're helping to support this. This is not a money making thing for us because we put on every game, and if we don't have a sponsor of the game, that game still goes on because this is kind of our way of giving back too. But if you're interested in that, call 530-605-4565 and talk to Sue. And we have some games available.
Well, I'll tell you, that's
a shameless plug for us.
No, not a shameless at all, but that's what makes our organization go. We're a 501c3, not for profit. The community owns this organization.
Yeah.
We're not owned by any entities. I serve at the will of the board of directors. And the board of directors are 14 people that live here, have businesses here, and have been here, involved in their community. This isn't their only organization that they've supported over the years. And they use their influence with other people. And I have, I got to put a plug in for Paint Mart, Jeff Schuler. Jeff provides us with the paint to paint our lines and make sure the building looks nice and everything else.
And they had a setback this year.
Yes, they did.
With that fire.
Yes,
and
they did.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, we just come to an agreement on a 5-year branding deal with Umpqua Bank that merged with Columbia Bank.
Which used to be...
Which was...
Merchant Bank of Commerce, which used to be...
Reading Bank of Commerce.
Yeah, it's been...
It's been a number of things.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. Members First is coming back again. The credit union, they're a great organization, They're sponsoring our $10,000 home run ball. Last year was the first year of it. There's a sign sitting out in the left field. It's above the fence. Okay. It's above. It has a 2-foot diameter hole with a net on the back of it. And if one of our players hits a ball into that net, we pull a ticket from your admission ticket. And that whoever has that number wins $10,000.
Whoa.
So come on out to the game. You got a chance to win $10,000. We're just having all kinds of fun. We do our third base clubs. We sell those down on the side. Bill Wagner, who's a volunteer, has been a wonderful job. He's already sold 24 of them for us. We only have 37, 38. So if you want a third base club, come online, check out and get in touch with Bill.
All kinds of opportunities to be a part of this great local event.
Our announcer will have a pop-up tent to protect him. But there's some shade there, so you can gather around the KCNR broadcast booth.
Well, by 7:15, the whole place is in shade.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is you need to understand, oh, it's so hot. The sun goes down, you're in the shade, and you
the
get that breeze. The games
start what time?
7:15.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And we start at 7 o'clock.
And this year, for the first time ever, we're going to have a pep band. And they're going to be playing the music and stuff, you know, with all their instruments. And it's
great.
A local community
Rick,
pep band.
Thanks so much for coming with us. It's not the last time you're coming back on again this month before we get started. Ethan will come in here and he'll talk baseball, and he can talk baseball for 12 hours.
Host families.
Host families. Get on to the website. Call Rick. And we need 5 more players housed.
Right.
There you go. Thanks so much.
And thank
Trish,
you, Carl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody
Trish, thank you.
Today at 12 o'clock on the Shasta County Courthouse steps will be the Shasta County Peace Officer Memorial Coalition, which is going to be holding their annual memorial ceremony. Please head on down there if you can. And the Sundial Bridge is going to be lit up in blue this week to honor for a Peace Officer Memorial Week. So everybody
and car wash at 3 o'clock at dinner.